How does that microphone sound? You've got the
I've got the what?
You've got the high. You know, you've got the high and then the low bit. Because I don't know, your voice might need a little bit more high added.
Actually,
to it.
50, and it's technically possible now to just sit on your testicles.
Hang on, I'm going to do a Wyatt Wendell's.
What?
I'm going to do a Wyatt Wendell's.
Who's he? There you go, that's the best part of this, Pap. You might as well switch the fuck off now. So this is Pap 11, I think, isn't it? The third in the trilogy of four Paps to do loosely with something to do with a film I saw and quite liked and was in. And ice creams. We themed them for a few weeks. Today's ice cream is, I think it's called Gillette. It's from Lidl. And it's absolutely smashing. You get eight of them.
For less than
£2.
Yeah, good,
and I tell you, they're just over by the Cheap Pork. I think it's called Gilletta. So anyway, Pap 11. For all the things I said before. And this one's just called Why. Why?
Have you put the fader up?
I think the fader's up. No, wait a minute. This one's just called... Oh, damn, didn't do it twice. I used to be quite good, you know, this shit.
You just got to double-click it, like you would anything in life, to open it up.
All right, okay.
Like your granny porn, you know, you just double-click it to open it.
Well, it's not the granny porn, then. All I've got to do is that, then, isn't it?
What is going on? Since when can't you use a mouse? I mean, I know you are a bit of a...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, you see? That mouse. Hello and welcome along, and it's time for every other programme on ITV, so it's...
Look at how fucking shit their lives are. Look at how fucking shit their lives are. Feel better about yourself. Jobless. Liars. Cheaters. Pregnant. Incest. Thieving. Junkies. Acne. Look at how fucking shit their lives are. Look at how fucking shit their lives are. Feel better about yourself.
Hey! I've learnt the kit now. Sorry, it's been a while. How are you? It's Pap 11, the third in a trilogy of four. Sponsored by the little ice cream by the pork. It's very good indeed. We've come so far since the first one, if you remember, which was the Asda Mag, you know, the
Magna Carta.
That was not a very nice lolly, but we've come a long way, and we've developed it in ourselves and as artists. Here with me, as always, I just can't seem to shake him off. He's like a bad case of AIDS. It's Adrian Lake.
Alan.
Whatever. Don't build your part up. And we're here with Pap 11, which we've artistically called Why.
Don't forget we're live next time. You said to keep reminding you of that, but make it subtle. We're live next time. The next Pap's live.
Might say hello to this Pap first. But yes,
sorry.
This is all building up to the fact, of course, that the next Pap, which should be, it's going to be next Saturday.
Well, that means nothing on a recording, does it?
No, we're going to tell them the date now, aren't we?
I don't know what the date is, though.
Well, we've not really thought this out. We'll let you know in the future, in a few moments. I think it's... Well, today's the third...
Oh, look at my Ben 10 watch. Hang on.
This doesn't work, does it, for a generic podcast?
But wait,
podcast.
Wait.
Shitcast. This isn't going as well as I thought it would.
The 20th.
So, yeah, I thought I said that. The 20th. We wouldn't usually give out dates, as it's illegal to do that on podcasts. But it is the 20th of December, and that's when we're going to have our live
show.
Podcast, 20th of December, for all those people who, in the future, 2013, all right?
Mm.
And you're safe with us Christmas time, because we're DJs from the 90s.
And not the
70s.
How do they listen, Mark?
What?
How do they listen?
Well, they use their ears. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Well, what you do is you can listen through my website, indeed, which is mark-rocks. www.pappymansworld.co.uk. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be live from, what, 6 o'clock? No, we were going to do late, early. Weren't we? That's right. Late. You decided to do it from 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock?
10.
10 o'clock. We're going to do it from 10 o'clock...
till midnight.
Till midnight. Roundish. Right, 10 o'clock till midnight, 20th of December, yep. 2013. Please, please, if this is another year you're listening to this, don't try and call because you may still be charged and your vote won't be counted, will it?
The vote will never be counted.
So basically, yes, that's what you've got to do. Listen to us. There'll be a phone number we're going to give out on the night and you can ring us up because we're going to get rid of that phone the next day. It'll be dirty then, contaminated.
Dirty phone.
Dirty, dirty phone. And I wanted to ask you a question. This was associated with a call I was going to make, but because of technical problems, we can't do any scams this week.
We didn't go to Wilkinson
lost
to get
half
an extension.
Our fucking listenership now, aren't we? We need an extension lead. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, why we're in Bournemouth, right?
Well,
you know, you've been here longer than me.
I think so.
Why are there so many in language schools in Bournemouth?
I've thought that myself for a long time.
Is this where they get off the boat?
Well, I think it might be, but then you see a Chinese man, you think he ain't got a boat over, has he?
Unbelievable. It just everywhere you go, there's people standing outside. It's December, it's a bit nippy, they're in their T-shirts.
And why do they set the whole path up as well?
Mop of hair and an Italian attitude, and they're all going, "Is this a che passa le patate?"
Buongiorno, je m'appelle in France, au revoir.
You know, I blame the French, don't you? For the Italians.
What is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it.
What if I feed the troll? I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Hi there. If you're a human, you've probably got problems. Don't worry, just call the Bacon Hotline. Tell the Bacon Bot your problem, then follow his simple advice. It's that easy, and it's completely free. Dial 402-88-BACON. Oh, here's one right now.
Bacon Hotline, what's your problem? Hey, Bacon Bot.
Yes?
Yeah, I keep having this horrible dream that the world runs out of bacon.
What's bacon on it?
Right.
I think that's the answer to all problems, of course. Rub some bacon on it. Pap 11.
Don't forget to remind them about the next one being live. You said to keep reminding
you? Pap 12, the very last pap that we're ever going to do. I'm afraid the...
Why?
Because someone heard it. The last one. I didn't expect. If I'd known people were going to listen, I'd
Biggins.
Never.
Biggins heard it.
Biggins heard it.
You've been shut down by Biggins.
I've been closed down. I've been cornered and just slapped around like a sad old slapper. Biggins has done me up like a kipper.
You've been Bigginned.
He's fucked me right over, I've got to tell you. But that's because he's a nice bloke, but I think we went over the top with what. So he slows us down. He's finished us off. We've got to go. Why, you may ask? Well, that's the reason we called this penultimate, not only that, but the second to last one of the Paps ever. Why? And also, because it's sort of quite hippie-ish, universal, isn't it? Why? Do you remember the poster? Do you remember the poster of the, not the one you're thinking? No, the tennis player scratching her ass. No. You know, the soldier. He's do you remember him?
He's let one go.
He's not farting in that picture. No, his hands are in his hands.
No, then
can't do that impression. Stop it. Operation U-tree. He's got his hands up like that.
Yeah,
so this works on radio.
You're doing the okay. I'll explain.
I'm doing it.
YMCA.
Though.
He's doing the YMCA right now. You're making a Y shape. He's looking up at the sky with his arms like he's praising something.
Right. And underneath, well, he's actually been shot in the back by a high velocity weapon. He's got a shooter. And basically, underneath, it's just got... What do you think it's got underneath?
YMCA. It's fine to stay at that.
Considering that the title... What do you think? What do you imagine this soldier who's fighting in a war for his king country? And, you know, there's a serious side to that, but not on this pat. What do you think? What if he's looking to the heavens, his gun flying off in the air?
Mm.
You know? What do you think he's thinking?
I wonder if KFC's open till 12.
I think he's thinking... that's not very clever. That's not what he's thinking, is it?
No, sorry.
That's not what he's thinking.
No, I'm ashamed. I'm sorry.
I think he gets quite emotional now because think about what the Pap's called. Mm. He's got his hands in the air. He's got his gun. And I think he's thinking about that tennis player scratching her ass. You put a rock and roll to the other day, she said. I was running in a flash with a rock of babies. Threw her down on a mum and dad's bed. Skirt took knickers off, legs well spread. 1 second after I filled up a twat, she says. Speak fast and don't strike, elbow shut. Yes, you know it, but light it jam. Then I saw a dribble and I heard a splat. Box shot, spunk slanted on the floor. Left foot on the bastard while he jumped about the wall. Another floor of a well-filled man. If I stretch your right leg, I'll get me foot on the twat. If you stretch your right leg, I'll get your foot on the twat. Then he burns over and quietly whispers. But if he catches up there, I'll get shot. And besides, I can't move, cause I'm stuck to the spot. The key you need to get a stop moving about. There's all manner of gear dropping out of your throat.
And this band you're in, heavy metal.
Christ almighty, she's over by the kettle. Got punches and threaded by the cooker. Creamy jacket down and covered in the fucker. Really missed that company, old guinea spectacle. How much yoghurt can I keep in my testicle?
How much yoghurt can I keep in my testicle?
Packing on the line was getting bigger and bigger. The card looks smashy, but more team bigger.
Now then, son, you've been turning on to me. You've got one of the pukes on in your teeth. And it's fucking close company, leather and a stock. And the Lord's dragged you down dead upon this spot.
He slips in the slime and he lands on his butt. And I thought God would be a better shot.
Fucking hell, for me, that was bad.
Dunno. You make your mind up, but I'm not sure that's the right move for Jed Wood. Hello, welcome to Pap 11. Pap 12 is coming. If you're listening...
It's live. Don't forget to tell them it's live.
Well, this one's live as well, really, at the moment. But it won't be live when they hear it,
will they?
But we're doing a live 12th Pap.
It's live. It's 12 months live. Don't forget to remind
that's
them.
That's right. This is not going to mean a lot to people if you listen to this after the 12th Pap's finished, of course.
Which is live. The 12th one's live.
12th one is live. It's on the 20th of December 2013 at 10 p.m. It should finish at 12, unless, of course...
Which is going to be live. The whole 2 hours.
A whole 2 hours. Well, I did say remind me, but of course... You...
Let me know if this becomes annoying.
No, no, it's absolutely fine. No worries about that at all. That's brilliant. Why is the...
Next Pap live, because you said you wanted to end on a live one. Next Pap's live.
No, why is the title... I see what you were doing there.
Thanks.
Why? It's a word that encompasses a lot of things, isn't it?
Why?
I like to see... Let me put it like this. Here's the thing. I like to see the word why as really defining our universe, because only by asking questions are we going to get what I call answers.
Too deep, but carry on.
It's only by knowing the answers that you can appreciate the next question. And the next question is, what's it going to be? Why?
Why what?
You see, it's like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel. He's dead now.
Oh.
Yeah, that bloke. Anyway, here's one for you. Why? I'll start and you see if you can follow me. Why do people congratulate and applaud people who've lost a lot of weight? Don't you look... haven't you looked... Look at that. Ooh, isn't that... They don't do it with on the other way around, do they? Oh, don't you? You've put on 5 stavers. Oh, well, look at you. You look fantastic. How did you? It was a strict diet a strict regime, sorry, of sitting on my ass and filling my face full of shit. Well, done. Absolutely fantastic there. You're looking fantastic. I'm hoping to go up to 30.
Henry VIII would have, you know, if you're a woman, he would have clapped
chopped
his
your
head
off.
He would have clapped. If you got, you know, he likes his ladies big. You know?
Why did you, and this is really nice, because Adrian bought me something really nice.
What?
He bought me a little cactus plant. I think they're called love cactuses.
I didn't know that at the time.
It's a heart-shaped cactus plus.
I thought it looked like a bollock. A pair of saggy bollocks. That's why I got it for, not even joking.
It's heart-shaped.
It's not, it's bollock-shaped.
Because we had this thing about he doesn't want any greenery in the house. I can understand, because the puppy had shit on it, but... he doesn't like, so he's got me this little green plot thing, and he thinks the cactus, it's actually a cactus leaf, right? Okay, I can't remember the name of it, but you might know what it is. It's a cactus leaf, you know, the heart shaped ones in the little now they're very difficult to grow. He thinks cactuses
easy.
It, if you don't really really look after it, it can die very easily. Now most cactuses you can do what you like with them. But you happen to go and buy me the most sensitive...
Oh, you are talking...
Love heart
so
cactus. No, I'm
bollocks.
Actually...
No, you're not. You're just using this as an excuse not to do anything else. Mark, do you want to come out and do so? No, I'm too busy. I'm on cactus duty.
I'm tending my cactus. We've all been there. We've all been there, haven't we? It's a euphemism for wanking.
At your house, I went just to check it out. 19 extra larges, what a shame. No one came, just us eating all alone. You said, take the pizza home. No sense letting all this go to waste. So then I faced pizza all day and every day. This cheese round the clock is getting me blocked, and I sure don't care for irregularity. Tell me why you have to go and make me so constipated. Cause right now I'd do anything to just get my bowels evacuated. In the bathroom, I sit and I wait and I strain and I sweat and I clench and I feel the pain. Oh, should I take laxatives or have my colon irrigated? No. Feeling pretty down, till my girlfriend came around. We're just so alike in every way, I gotta say. In fact, I just thought I might pop the question there that night. I was kissing her so tenderly, but woe is me. Who would have guessed her family crest? I suddenly spy tattooed on her thigh, and son of a gun, it's just like the one on me. Tell me, how was I supposed to know we were both related? Believe me, if I knew she was my cousin, we never would have dated. that I couldn't meet. I got on my feet and stood up instead and knocked off my head. You see, tell me why'd I have to go and get myself decapitated? This really is a major inconvenience. Oh man, I really hate it. Such a drag now. Can't eat, I can't breathe, I can't snore, I can't belch or yodel anymore. Can't spit or roll my nose or even read Sports Illustrated. Oh no, why'd I have to go and get myself all mutilated? Without a head, kinda makes me irritated. What a bummer. I can't blink, I can't cough, I can't sneeze, but my neck is enjoying a pleasant breeze now. Haven't been the same since my head and I were separated. No, no, no.
We're down the stairs and cheap. Hasn't been the same since, really.
Well, yeah, I know, I heard.
I mean, it was on the cards, but
it's Christmas cards.
It was on the Christmas, yeah. So it was, but nobody expected. Nobody expected the use of.
Well, of course not. That's stupid.
Not that many. No. Not that.
How many?
Well, there was about 12 of them.
Really?
Each of them had two each. So you work it out. 3 12s, so 22 minus 5.
All with a number.
Do you know what I mean?
All with a Volvo.
It's all fun and, you know what they say, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye, and then it's all fun and games, but just in two dimensions, and someone's lost an eye. Hello, it's Pap 11. They do say that. I know they do. It's...
sorry. Can you give me a moment, please?
Sponsored by Gelatelli. Probably have to do a bit of a disclaimer there, actually. So this product is meant for educational purposes only. There you go. That's a bit of a disclaimer. It's Pap 11, sponsored by Gelatelli. They're the lollies from Diddles, over by the pork and half-price bits and pieces. Very nice. You get 8 of them for £1.89. They're very, very nice. We have to say at this point, other lollies are available. Indeed, we've slagged a few of them over the last week, perhaps. Adrian.
Sorry.
No, please.
The next one.
I'm keeping you
the
up.
The next one's life.
Pap 12 is live. It's coming to you if you haven't tuned into this one too late or got
it's
this
live,
from
mate.
iTunes or mark-fox.co.uk.
Live.
Then you can get to the live one on... Well, you can get it in the annals of time, obviously, from the places I've just said. Or also, listen live if you can. I recommend you do. 20th, I will be. The 20th of December 2013 from mark-fox.co.uk. Just got to get my lazy bastard webmaster to agree to the whole thing now, and it should be okay.
10 o'clock. Hang on.
10 o'clock, and if you tune in, we'll give you a phone number. You can ring up and slag us off on
the air. It's less than a week before, and you haven't got agreement with the guy who runs the website. You didn't tell me this.
It's what?
You didn't tell me this. I've gone to all this effort.
I didn't tell you what?
That the guy, you have to ask, but he hasn't sorted it out yet.
It's less than a week before.
Yeah, and you haven't sorted it out yet.
It's less than a week before, and I don't even know the guy who runs my website, my friend.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go f*** yourself.
Hey! A bit of a quick finish there. Yeah. I wish I'd edited that, but I'm not actually a professional. It's only three faders I've got to be worried about here. I've worked in studios before where there have been as many as four or five faders, more perhaps. And there's only three here, and two of them are the microphones. One is for the CDs, and I still managed to pull down the wrong one because that is where my head is at the moment. That is the sort of year I've had.
Why?
Hey, see what we did there? We didn't even plan to do that.
I did.
We're
that.
Fucking
I
genius.
You don't give me enough credit.
Pap 11,
you don't give me. You don't even remember.
I pay
my
you
name.
In bitcoins. A bit now, a bit later. So Pap, they've basically just been one big advertisement for the Pap 12 Live Pap.
It's live.
December the 20th.
Live.
10 o'clock, 2013. If not.
Is it still live?
You can
one?
Listen to it. It's going to be the very first Pap. But even in the future, when you play it, it'll still be live.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
If Doctor Who was a fan of the Paps, would he listen to it?
Which Doctor Who would it be first that you're talking about? Because I have to picture it in my head.
The one that looks like me.
Not Tennant then. Oh.
No. The new one.
What's the one? Yeah, he does look
the new
like
one.
You. He does look like you.
Anyway, right.
John Pertwee.
William
Hartnell.
Would he listen to it in the future, using the TARDIS to get there? And if he listened to it in the future, would he be downloading the Pap as a recording, or would he be listening to the live one from listening in the past? How would he choose to listen to it?
Well, it would all be relative, wouldn't it? Because he is indeed a...
relatively confusing.
What's he? He's a Norse god, isn't he, I think?
He's a Time Lord.
That's the one. Yep, he's one of those. So he can do what the fuck he likes.
Thor was a god.
Thor?
Thor, wasn't he? Thor.
Which one was Thor? Thor was the one with the big hammer.
Yeah, it was a what a big hammer.
And he used to be able to throw it. He used to throw it quite far. He used to be able to have a good lob on that one. Thor and his lob on. I'm looking forward to that. And he didn't even have to try.
No.
So you can imagine the name of the film. Thor and his lazy lob on.
Finn and Jake.
Well, ma ha 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 makey you make will make you cry.
This is the Y song.
Lies.
Okay, so we all join
Jake
in.
Jake likes pies. I'm a guy who'll stick my stick into your eye. And you'll say, why?
See, it's a theme of the Pap. So I just threw that in. What do you think about that?
Yeah, great.
What do you think about that? It's almost as if we'd concentrated on this.
Hang on.
What? Nice one. It's a good way to finish things. I think it sums things up. In fact, if you listen to the one at the beginning and the one at the end, you hadn't bothered with all the shit in the middle. Basically, it's nearly the end of what... You can see why we're giving these up. We don't know what the...
This show is just one giant follow-through, basically, isn't it?
I'll tell you why, one reason. Thanks for asking me. Why only 12 Paps, Mark? Well, I'll tell you why. Rather like, and I don't want to compare myself to anyone great. Do you know when people say that and you know that they're going to?
Yeah.
But you know, people like John Cleese and all the young ones, they always had two series. The first series was six shows, the second series was six shows, and that made 12. They wouldn't even make 12. Can you remember? They only ever made 12 young ones, 12 Faulty Towers, 12 Casualties before I stopped watching it.
Mm.
And all great programmes, if you think about it, there's only 12 of them.
Yeah.
You can't really tell me one. Think of one.
A good show that they made more of 12 of.
Yeah. Just think, apart from... I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to help you.
Monty Python on Ice.
Monty Python on Ice, of course. They made 13, didn't they?
13.
Oh.
Is that it?
No. No, it isn't. I was going to cut it there, but I won't. What do you want to talk about? Go on, talk to me. Because no, I'm going to hand it over to you. I was actually going to give you the 11th pack.
No, I'm happy for it to be over.
No, it was. We're 35 minutes, but I mean, we're 35 minutes in. I couldn't do me wind-up. You know, I was going to do a great wind-up, wasn't I? I couldn't do that because somebody couldn't get the phone sorted out.
Oh, I think you should have left
I think
it
what
there.
We put across was mind you, once you're right, if we once we edit out the shit...
Yeah, it's not going to be 35, is it?
It's going to be about 12. What the fuck's that going to be about? Can you do anything?
I'm not going to edit this. I can do the old thing with that.
Could have done with another 5 or 6 songs.
No,
sing
short
something.
Sweet.
Do what? No, stop there. That's no good. You know what? Actually, I'm going to do a short disclaimer after this, just in case I get into any trouble in the future. This product is meant for educational purposes only. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Void where prohibited. Some assembly required. List each check separately by bank number. Batteries not included. Contents may settle during shipment. Use only as directed. No other warranty expressed or implied. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. Postage will be paid by addressee. Subject to approval. This is not an offer to sell securities. Apply only to affected area. May be too intense for some viewers. Do not stamp. Use other side for additional listings. For recreational use only. Do not disturb. All models over 18 years of age. Honest. If condition persists, consult your physician. No user serviceable parts inside. Freshest if eaten before date on carton. Subject to change without notice. Times approximate. Stimulated picture. No postage necessary. If mailed in the United States, breaking seal constitutes acceptance. For off-road use only, as seen on TV. One size fits all. Many suitcases look alike. Contains something or other when wet. For office use only. Not affiliated with the America Red Cross. Drop in any mailbox. Edited for television. Keep cool. Return to sender. Your cancelled check is your receipt. Add toner. Don't do that. It's not bleak. It's not clever. Not for resale. List at least 2 alternate dates. First pull up, then pull down. Call toll free. Driver does not carry cash. Some of the trademarks mentioned in this product appear for identification purposes only. Any resemblance to anyone living or dead is purely coincidental. This supersedes all previous notices. Now fuck off.